This is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Have you seen the pictures that were circulating on social media and elsewhere of two kids that were in cages? Two illegal alien minors that were in cages. Washington Post ran with the photographs, and a lot of other folks did. Jon Favreau, former speechwriter for Barack Obama, who has a lot of followers on social media, put these pictures out. Here's what's wrong. You know, this is the terrible thing of the Trump policies, except there's one problem. The photos were from 2014. When Barack Obama was the president, this is Obama-era caging of children. Nothing to do with Donald Trump. And it gets spread all over social media like manure on a field. Like an old-fashioned manure spreader. This is social media. I'm not kidding. It's just like, there it is. Chris Houck, managing editor for MRC, joining us now. Curtis, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you again.
Always good to have you here. I mean, it just reminds me of being a kid and watching a manure spreader go across a field. That's the way social media and these things seem to me, because they go out there, there's nothing to it, it stinks to high heaven, and they spread it all over the field, and you can't help but get it on your shoes. But it's all garbage. It's all fake news.
Well, the other thing is people don't really, a lot of these journalists and politicians.
Journalists, careful with that word.
Didn't really seem to care. I think that's really important to underline here. They, you know, some of them deleted it, and they, you know, there was a CNN media reporter who shared that, and then she deleted it, and you know, she it was a very kind of cryptic explanation, kind of, you know, deleting previous tweets, and you know, it was from past years, something, you know, but
I think
again,
you're right, Curtis. I think you're exactly
so
right.
Amazing.
I don't think they care. I think you're right. They don't care whether it's right or wrong. They're pushing a narrative. They're pushing a set of talking points. Okay, so they got this one wrong a little bit, but really Trump's a bad guy, so it doesn't matter. I mean, that's the mindset, isn't it? Trump's a bad guy, and so we're going to show you, and well, we were wrong about that, but he's still a bad guy. That's the approach they're taking.
Right. This is the news media that, you know, you have CNN saying facts first, and, you know, and everyone else saying the truth is under assault when they themselves can't get the facts right. So the hypocrisy here with this story is just absolutely, I was going to say stunning, but it's not stunning. It's, you know, it's not surprising. But again, these people, you know, don't really care that they're caught red-handed, because they have a narrative to push, which is that, you know, this president is, you know, what's going on with illegal immigration. You know, he's violating, you know, every single norm and levels of decency, and, you know, I'm surprised I haven't heard more comparisons to, like, Guantanamo Bay or something else going on here. But this is the world that we live in, where the news media are going to do everything they can to kind of embarrass and get rid of this president. And you don't even have to like the president to see that what's going on here is kind of ludicrous.
Well, it is ludicrous, but I think it's going to come back in, and it's going to come back in a way that Democrats don't appreciate. I've got a list I'm going to talk about at the top of the hour here, but I believe that the Republicans are going to do well in the midterm elections, a lot better than anybody ever thought. And when I say that the blue wave has diminished now to just a bunch of sweat, nervous sweat from the Democrats, that's what it is. The blue wave doesn't exist. They have no policy. They have no plan. They have no goals to point to. This is our plan. This is why we can make America a better place. This is what we can do to help America become a better nation. They don't have that plan. They have Trump as a bad guy. And Trump as a bad guy is not going to get voter turnout, except in certain places, and not to the level that the left will need to secure big wins in the House or much of anything in the Senate. I think they're going to take it on the chin as a result, because I think people are sick of it, because I think you're right, Curtis. People are smart enough to figure out that there's a better message, and they're smart enough to figure out that, you know, pounding on Donald Trump for a year and a half hasn't done anything, but Donald Trump has cut taxes, and Donald Trump has done much to secure the border and pounded out ISIS and gotten out of a bad Iranian deal. Those are the things they see, promises made and promises kept. Yes or no?
Well, yes, and those are policy. Those are substantive things that are things that, you know, it's a yes or no question. Do these things happen? And the answer is yes. But again, the news media, you know, really aren't interested in that. We saw with 2014, you know, back in 2014, the Media Research Center did a study comparing coverage of the midterms from 2006 to 2014. And the coverage was just simply astounding. You know, ABC, it was only a few weeks before the election when ABC's evening newscast actually acknowledged that there was a midterm election that year. But, you know, and again, I would venture to say that there's been a number of mentions already on ABC talking about the midterm elections, you know, because in 2014 it was such an embarrassment for the news media that their candidate did not do well. That their candidate again got shellacked a second time. Whereas now they're gleeful, they're licking their chops, thinking that, you know, that they will be able to do everything they can to kind of make Donald Trump's life miserable, because if Democrats win the House, impeachment, you know, and then the Senate, oh, they can remove him. Oh, terrific. So the news media talk about, I've seen journalists talk about how exhausting everything is, how exhausting news cycles are, but really it's they who are, you know, kind of with their drunk on power kind of, you know, added power trips, who are making things exhausting, just talk about the same thing over and over again so they can kind of brainwash people into thinking that the world's coming to an end, but the opposite's true, and you might see that come back to bite them in November.
Oh, I think you will, Curtis. I think you just nailed it. Curtis Houck, Managing Editor for MRC. Greatly appreciate you stopping in, as always. Have a great week.
No problem. Take care, everybody.
There you have it, Curtis Houck. When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about this one Senate seat that I think is going to go Republican that might surprise you. I call it a bonus seat for the Republicans. But we're going to talk about that at the top of the hour. Then also on the program today, Roger Klein, Ron Rademacher, Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch, and Bill Ballinger, the political insider, all here today. Don't miss a minute of it on The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.